a little bit because it's quite an interesting church.
All those stories and more coming up on Network Europe, a partnership of Europe's leading broadcasters. I'm Barbara Gruber in Bonn, Germany. Russia is about to enter a new political era with last weekend's presidential election. Or is it? President Putin is stepping down after serving two terms in office, as dictated by the Russian constitution, and Dmitry Medvedev is taking over. Mr. Medvedev has been plucked from relative obscurity to continue the path taken by his mentor Vladimir Putin. However, Mr. Putin isn't planning on retiring anytime soon. It's expected that he'll stay on as prime minister, raising fundamental questions about who will really be in charge of Russia. Emma Simpson has more from Moscow.
Дорогие друзья, сегодня здесь с нами на Красной площади Владимир Путин и Дмитрий Медведев.
At a post-election celebration concert, President Putin emerged with his protege Dmitry Medvedev, standing shoulder to shoulder. Another carefully choreographed symbol of the transition of power.
Привет, Россия! Привет, Москва!
But here in the Russian capital, many people are now wondering who will be the more powerful figure once Mr. Medvedev takes office in 2 months' time. Chris Weifer, the chief strategist of Eurosiv Bank, says Vladimir Putin isn't planning on disappearing anytime soon.
President Putin has been very clear on this point that he intends remaining in this central and powerful role, and he definitely intends calling the shots. And in all the interviews that he has been giving and the speeches that he's made that point, and never once did he say, I'm going to play second fiddle. That just simply hasn't been mentioned.
Is that because Dmitry Medvedev is simply keeping the seat warm for Putin for a possible return, or is this President Putin protecting his protege?
Well, that's the big question, and frankly, we don't know the answer to that because, you know, Russians, they love conspiracy theories, and there's an absolute multitude of conspiracies abounding in the city about this.
President Medvedev with a Prime Minister Putin. People are already talking about a two-headed leadership. But this is a country where sharing power traditionally hasn't worked. Masha Lipman, an analyst at the Carnegie Center, says Russia is entering uncharted political territory.
The person holding the topmost position of power, actually the position of the only decision-making center, is stepping down at the peak of his popularity and is not leaving the political scene. We've never had that before. How this is played, we don't know. With two centers of power, this should send confusing signals, not just to the West, but also, most importantly, within Russia.
Confusion over who's in charge can breed instability, something that Russia doesn't need and the West certainly doesn't want to see either.
Welcome back to What's Russia Today, the headlines.
There's plenty of speculation in the media here. Peter Lavelle is a political commentator for the TV channel Russia Today. He believes Dmitry Medvedev will be his own man in the Kremlin.
I think President Putin wants to see Mr. Medvedev succeed, but they're very different types of people. They're not clones of each other, which so many in media say. There are generation difference. There's a different mindset. Mr. Medvedev is from a bourgeois family. He's someone that was brought up with very different tastes. He doesn't have a whole real strong memory of the Soviet Union. And he is a liberal, he is supportive of civil society, he is supportive of democracy.
But Medvedev is no Russian John F. Kennedy. Don't expect anything too different, according to Masha Lipman.
It is tempting to think, based on Medvedev's rhetoric, that he's a softer guy, a more liberal guy than Putin is. However, this is mere rhetoric. Putin, too, many times sounded quite liberal, pledging to press freedom, saying that Russia should become a free country of free people. But even if he had core beliefs that were democratic, his ability to implement his beliefs and put them into reality is very strongly limited, to say the least.
In other words, Russia won't be his to lead, at least initially. How Dmitry Medvedev and Vladimir Putin share power will profoundly affect Russia's relationship with the outside world. The election may have been dull, but the next few years, it seems, could be anything but. Emma Simpson, Deutsche Welle Radio, in Moscow.
Thank you. Now, from presidential elections to local elections, this weekend people in France are going to the polls to vote for their local governments, mayors, regional and local governing councils. Mayors and local governments are the first point of call for the problems and daily concerns of French citizens. But these elections are also seen as a referendum on the national government, and the results of the president's